5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go. All right. I'm ready. And this is kind of like a soft intro before the podcast starts with the interview. We say dope a lot, and I had this idea. If you count how many times we said dope, and you go to the Salvation Army that is in Gastonia, it's the one over there near the shrimp boat. If you go there and donate $7.04 and you tell them the correct amount of times we say dope in this podcast, I will donate some gifts for you. You go there, tell them how many times we said dope, and you donate $7.04, you'll have a free gift waiting on you. First come, first serve. And those are the dopes that I've been saying don't count. It starts now. All right, man. What's up?
What's going on?
Saint, this is Jay Leo. You can go ahead and introduce yourself, man. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name's Justin. I go by Jay Leo. You know, I'm just a MC trying to make some music.
And I believe in the word MC because you're a real MC. But we have history because we went to the same high school together. And what do you remember about that time?
So what I remember about high school is you, me, and like Philip sometimes, man, we used to be having a good time talking nonsense. Me talking about music, talking about how I'm going to be a star and all this stuff, singing, just all stuff like that.
For real, man, because I like to laugh and I like to have a good time, and you do as well. So we definitely, we hit it off like that immediately. And I share your songs with people that we went to high school with, and they'd be like, man, is that Justin? That's the Justin we went to high school with. That's him rapping like that. And I got a screenshot to show you. So when was the first time you played a song for somebody and you got that reaction?
So I remember when I played a song, I was like 16, 17. And this person heard it and they were like, have you done any shows? Like, you should do music. Like, you should actually do this professionally. And at that moment, I was like, I never thought of that before. I was just doing it for fun. And they told me to really like start trying. And that was when I really started like making a move towards really doing music.
I think, too, when I look back on it, why I didn't start when I was younger, I just didn't believe that you could do that type of stuff and make money realistically. I didn't have the vision. I'll just call it, you know, a spade a spade. I didn't have the vision to see that if you work at it and you just keep getting better at your craft, it'll take you to where you want to go. But I have two songs from you, and you know it fluctuates between Tempest and Strange Fruit. Now, Tempest is on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, so you can go and listen to that. Strange Fruit is on YouTube, so you can listen to that there. But I want to get into Tempest. When you were making this song, tell me like how you thought of the pockets and the flows and stuff.
So when I was making that song, I really wanted it to be like the sound, like to match the beat, because the beat's very intense. So I wanted every line to be filled with some type of substance.
And I like, you know, some of my favorite bars that stand out, obviously, is My Heart is Leaking Tears, because the PhD logo actually has a heart that is leaking tears. My heart is leaking tears, these enemies. And it's kind of crazy how that connects, but I always respected that part of the song. And the Rocket to the Moon. On the rocket to the moon, where I gotta be. Anything less than gold is still a robbery. And you start the song by saying, losing my feelings, losing a part of me. The animosity, losing my feelings, losing a part of me. What put you in that headspace?
Well, put me in that headspace during that time. It was a real like transition period in my life where I was trying to figure out where I was headed, who I wanted to be, who I was. And I felt like I was losing some of myself, but in reality, I was actually gaining something. And that's what makes that song great to me.
And also, I love the deepness of it. Like when I listen to songs, I actually want to be able to relate to what I'm hearing. So when you say death is just a tease, life is what I'm really facing. I really respected that because like death is easy. Life is really hard though. You're going to have your ups and downs and your hurdles. So I always respected that part of the song.
Yeah. Like that's how life is, you know, death is easy, but living is hard for everyone. No matter how much money you got, your creed, your race, life is hard.
I respect that. And next is Strange Fruit. Now, I'm not really going to get into this, like the punchlines for this song. And it's a song that you need to hear in its entirety because of the flows you have on there. And it flows really well. And how you switch topics with multiple bars and stuff. So can you kind of break down that song right there?
So Strange Fruit, that was one where I was really trying to be more lyrical, like in a different sense, like kind of punchline lyrical. And I wanted that one to have meaning, like the historical meaning of Strange Fruit. So I wanted that to have a different meaning as opposed to a Tempest track.
And my favorite part, obviously, is when you end the song and it means so much. And I think when you end songs, you should try to end it with a message. And you say, even sinners pray too. I think that's a perfect ending because that is the truth.
Yeah, like whether you a good person, a bad person, whatever you do, you have to believe in something, you know? And like everybody has whatever idols or whatever they believe in, and they chase towards that.
Yeah.
Running away, hoping I make a change. Steady my heart and feelings pull away. Losing myself, will I be okay? Walking the line, dividing love and hate. Whoa, will I make it out? Heartstrings pulling out. Guns sing harmonies, chalk lines for the crowd. Giving up the run around. Another dead body, lives at stake. It awake, look at everybody walking through. Knowing I'll make it, I'm really bulletproof. Shots for everybody in your crew, yeah, I'm 100 proof. Lucid dreaming on the loose, losing my love for truth. Beating my chest, no rest for kings, we on the move. Symbol for the weak, but elites, one of only two. Never getting sleep, seeking peace, but the war consumes. Playing in the streets every week, had to learn to choose. Die for beliefs that I seek, or break all the rules. Chasing the evils, waiting, trying to face me, I never lose. Always could be the greatest, niggas hating, I gotta prove. Separating my demons, pacing, the chains are breaking loose. Steady waiting, Leviathan swimming through the inner you. Holding on to hope, Holy Ghost, I overuse. Never let you go, the old me is dying soon. Fighting on the ropes, my heart's broken, spirit loose. Facing my peers, we're at the end of youth. Flow batter foes, they tippy toe when I'm in the room. Showing I'm a pro, evolve, see Darwinism rules. Lose with the crew, it's sudden death, don't make a move. Pocket full of halos if you ever wanna play the crew. Looping through, tying a noose, it can't be true. Man of steel couldn't break loose, swinging these bodies straight fruit. Taste of the haters raised and grown from bare roots. Prey on the predators, even sinners pray too.
Now I want to get into your current headspace when it comes to making music.
Okay, current headspace when making music. So right now it's basically trying to figure out where I want to be in the next 5 years. That's what my mindset is when I'm creating music. Who do I want to be? I'm forgetting about who I was. Who do I want to reach for?
I think that's dope. And what motivates you to keep going and keep getting better?
Man, what motivates me, it changes a lot. So right now it's just wanting to be the best version of myself that I can be. I want to see the end of like my evolution. How far can I get?
And that's where I'm at with it. When people ask me, where do I want to go with it? I just want to get better with every episode or whatever I'm doing, whatever. I just want to get better. And I believe that'll take me to where I need to go. Just get better. Whatever I put out last, I need to top that with the next one. And that's just a challenge for myself, not, you know, anything with anybody else. That's just for me. That's my goal. Okay, I put this out. Well, I need to do better with the next one. How can I get better? That's what I'm looking at.
Now, that's dope. I mean, that's the best way to look at life, honestly.
Facts. All right, now, I know this is crazy because people ask me this and I know you're a musician. I'm not a musician. So it'll tell you, you don't necessarily have a favorite, but I know it's a song that you like. Man, I really did my thing on there. So tell me, what's the favorite song that you've ever created?
Oh, man. I made a lot of songs. I mean, Tempest is up there. Honestly, it may be, honestly, Johnny P's Caddy. I did a verse to that beat.
Okay, now your favorite. Now, what would be the song that you say you're the most proud of? Like, how did I pull that off? That's pretty dope.
Song I'm most proud of. Dang, there's a lot of songs. Dang, that's a tough one. You know, working on the PhD, that theme, that was a tough one. I didn't think I could do that one.
I still use the speech and we're going to drop the song eventually, but for sure. But he did a intro song for a PhD and it was really dope, but we just didn't have nothing to use it for at that time. So we're definitely going to run that back and use it for something.
Today, I want you to consider your life and its effect on other people, the way you touch individuals. If you were to die today, how would they remember you? As a tyrant or as a savior? The Greeks said, what you do in life echoes in eternity. So you have to make an impact on the world. Don't just let life happen.
We got PhDs, yeah, pretty huge dreams. Valleys to the peaks, new sights for the team. All I see is red, full of rage, life's green. Push it to the max, even past two extremes. Lost in our hearts, create new beliefs. It starts with a spark, the fire never ceases. Love in the pain, the pleasures in the grief. The goals are the same, success is relief, yeah. From the past to the present, life it really changed. We're shackled in chains, now we free to roam the plains. The world's really stained, we're stuck with remains. See the light shimmer, pushing through the pain. A king without a crown, coming back to reclaim. Losing pieces of self, screaming out in vain. Still wonder what's left, memories will fade. Standing in the light while you hide in the shade. Dreams, the reason why I coast through the loss. Echoes from the past telling me to give my all. Headed through the fire, heart it never thaws. Fear will inspire, glass houses will fall. The last team standing, branded from all our flaws. Now we pop up unexpected like running into in-laws. Taking food about your mouth, replacing it with the cause. See the money never sleeps, but your dreams on a pause.
Yeah, I don't know what else, man. I'm trying to think of so many songs I've done. It's hard to tell which one.
I think too. Now, I guess I have a favorite episode that I did, and I just like it because I'm looking at the vision of what I think it can be and what it will be in the future. And that's the one I say, No Breaks. And that's where I kind of break down songs, my favorite part of the songs and things like that. But that's probably my favorite episode that I've done so far.
Okay. That's dope. You making moves with the podcast.
I appreciate you, man. I know you. Every time I hit you up, you always encouraging. You give me something that I could work on to like make it better, and I respect that and I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, vice versa. You know, you always tell me to keep doing music. Sometimes I don't want to. I feel, you know, sometimes I just feel like it ain't worth it. But seeing you reach for your dreams helps me and others reach for theirs. So.
And that's, I don't even know if I've ever told you this, but that's what I was telling you. What Tempest meant to me when I first heard it, it was like, oh, it made me get serious because it was like I really believe in this dude's talent. In any way that I can help him achieve, you know, a bigger platform, I'm willing to do that because I believe in his talent and I believe that I can come up with something to help propel you forward. That's also why I wanted you to have the first interview that I ever did. So I respect you meeting up with me and doing that.
No, that's nothing but respect, man. Like, that's what it's all about.
Oh, the IG medley that we did, I think that was one of the dopest videos we did where it has multiple verses from different songs. I really like that video.
Yeah, that is dope. I like that one too. Yeah, that's really dope. This world is this, the world is yours. This world is this,
the world is yours. Yeah, I'm in, lucid dreams, natural souls, I'm on a binge. My luminosity shining, I am the prophecy. Talented, channel the madness of this society. Calluses cover my hands, fighting for higher needs.
And now this is going to be the part of the section that songs that y'all don't know that I know about. He sent to me songs he worked on. I got three songs that are really my favorite. He has one that is The World Is Mine. He did a verse on the successful beat from Drake and Trey Songz.
Can you imagine that? You'd have a heart attack. Like a boxing brand, my words forever last. Write it down in stone, commandments for the staff. I'm steady parting seas and breaking social maps. You know it's about to blow, fight like the Alamo. Branded as the greatest, top of the totem pole. People gotta hate, but I'm tunnel vision in the zone. Crown on my head, golden chalice, I'm on the throne. Losing pieces of myself while I'm on the road.
And then he did a verse on Johnny P's Caddy. Now, when he did the verse on Johnny P's Caddy, I showed it to my mom. My mom and them were very hip-hop snobs. They bleed hip-hop. But my mom was like, yo, he really did that on that song. And I was like, that's what I'm telling y'all. Like, I know what he can do. I believe in it.
Nah, for real, man. Like, I'm glad you liked that song. Because that song had a special meaning to me, too. Yeah, and you showed it to your fam. Like, the fact that the moms liked it, that means something. Like, that really does.
Yeah, my mom really liked it. My brother liked it. I think, too. At first, people was like, I don't know. But like I said, I'll share your stuff and I'm telling them like, and then I think I want to say probably Strange Fruit. When people heard that, they like, oh, yeah, he got something. I'm like, yeah, he a real writer. I'm like, I've been trying to tell y'all.
You got to make him a believer, man.
And I think that's dope, too, that I believe you have the ability to make a lot of people believers. So, you know, I want to help you do that any way that I can. Yeah, man. So I just want to tell you, I appreciate you for coming on. Of course, you had to be first. And then I'm going to open up the floor to you, kind of promote, or you have a message that you want to say to people, but I appreciate you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the opportunity. So you can find me on Instagram is JAY_LEO_NARD. I have my YouTube link on my bio, so you can't miss it. But yeah, I'm just going to keep doing music, dropping music on YouTube. I'm going to try to start dropping them weekly, little tracks, and, you know, just keep going up from there. Do shows soon. We're setting something up. We're going
to sure. We definitely got a show coming. But yeah. I also wanted to ask you, too, what's one beat that you haven't rapped on that you want to rap on?
So one beat that I haven't rapped on that I want to, it's the Kendrick track.
Which one?
Mortal Man.
Yeah, we need... You done said it, so I'm gonna have to hold you to it. Now that's you said it, not me.
Yeah, that's the one. That's a tough one to match that intensity. That's gonna take a lot. It's gonna take time, but yeah, that's the track. That's the one track I really want to like put my best on.
Bet. I can't wait to hear it, man. And I appreciate you. This is Jay Leo. Y'all check him out. Like he said, his YouTube, his Instagram, and you could just search "Tempest" by Jay Leo or "Strange Fruit" by Jay Leo, and you'll see his page pop up. I appreciate you, man.
All right, thank you.
Peace.
Jay Leo. Yeah. Let's get it. Facing all the evil, I'm rising above. Higher enough to where your lies cannot even touch. All night, working on tracks, I'm riding the buzz. Love is a crutch, holding on to exes and lust. My feelings are a freight train, amping me up. Unstoppable, illogical, adrenaline rush. I win impossible odds and see my enemies crushed. I thought bonds cannot break, the handshakes with no trust. Never slacking when I formulate a theory. Words from the ethos, the deities can hear me. Love in my heart, but I hear my demons cheering. I only speak truth, the lies are appealing. All I do is talk about life, biding my time. A little piece of happiness I find, riding a high. Never thought I'd make it past 30, feeling alive. Trapped in the capital structure, working a 9-to-5, yeah, I am the prize. Facing these titans, I'll never die. Shed plenty blood for people that never gave a fuck. Look in my eyes, divine spirits residing inside. Never give up, pressure for you when I show up. Limits arise, heart is barely beating this time. Think back to my past, revisit and revise. Collide and coincide, steady challenge my pride. Iris light in the sky, beliefs will never die. Symbol for the people who want to be more and try. Internal guides, peering myself where demons thrive. Hate who I am, but love where I derive from. High strung, no breaks, high stakes, minds numb. The calluses forged from malice and kind balancing. Bathed in the flames, I rage when I see cowards win. Stained from my fate, embrace death and life begins. 20 leagues beneath the sea, still got a fire pen. Spiral, vertigo as I fall to sea. Barely adrift, the songs I hear the sirens speak. Humble, but I'm jaded, yeah, I want you to admire me.